This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. We come to the ending of these beautiful days, of this beautiful month, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his reward. 29 Juz begins with the Mubarak Surah, Suratul Mulk, where Allah said, Tabarak al-Ladhi biyadihi al-Mulk wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, al-Ladhi khalaqa al-Mawta wal-Hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala, wa huwa al-Azizu al-Ghafoor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, blessed is he in whose hand is the dominion, and he is able to do all things. He is the one who has created death and life, that he may test you which of you is best in deed, in your deeds. And he is the Almighty and the All Forgive and the Oft Forgiving. Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Al-Sajda. Surah Al-Sajda is in the 21st Juz. And Surah Al-Mulk, Allah Subhanahu Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to recite these before he went to bed every single night. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha hadith, she said he did not go to bed until he had recited these two surahs. Surah Al-Mulk is one of the surahs which will inshallah intercede in the grave and on the day of judgment for the one who used to recite it. So these two surahs inshallah we must memorize them and we must recite them without fail before we go to bed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and verily for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be an endless reward. And verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are on an exalted standard of character. You will see and they will see. Now, think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not praising and mentioning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ibadat, he is not mentioning and praising his fasting and so on. He is mentioning and praising his character, his akhlaq. So this shows us the importance of akhlaq. Then in Surah An-Nuh, we have these beautiful ayat: فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Where Nuh alayhi salam said, I said to them, he told the people who were suffering and they came to him and asked him to make dua. He said, I said to them, ask forgiveness from your Rabb. Istighfar is the root of all goodness. Verily, he is oft forgiving. And then what will happen? He will send rain to you in abundance and he will give you increase in your wealth and your children. And he will bestow on you gardens and he will bestow on you rivers. Then we come to Surah Al-Muzzammil, which is one of the first of the surahs to be revealed after the first ayat of Surah Al-Alaq, where Allah said, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qumil layla illa qalila nisfahu wa bin qus minhu qalila awzid alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila إِنَّ نَاشِيَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطَعُوا وَأَقْوَ مُقِيلًا. O you wrapped in garments, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see the love and the beauty of this address. O you wrapped in garments. Allah is not saying, Ya Muhammad, come. O Muhammad, get up. No. O you wrapped in garments, stand to pray all night, except a little, half of it or a little less than that or a little more, and recite the Quran aloud in a slow, pleasant tone and style. Verily we shall send down to you a weighty word. Verily the rising by night for tahajjud is very hard, but most potent and good, and most potent and good for governing the soul, and most suitable for understanding the word of Allah. This is the beauty of tahajjud. We ask Allah for this, inshallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Muddathir, Allah told us about the people, and they will be asked, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. They will be asked, what caused you to enter hellfire? They will say, we were not of those who used to pray. So important for us to pay attention to our salah. This is extremely, extremely important. And then we have Surah Al-Mursalat, which Rasulullah recited in Maghrib on the Thursday before his passing the following Monday. This was the last time that he did Imamat. He led the Sahaba in Salah, and he appointed Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu as the Imam of the Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand his kalam and to live our lives as he, Jalla Jalaluhu, ordered us to live. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.